Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the 13th parak of Maseches Menachos, parak Yud Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Harelai Todah Shlamim. A person says, I'm going to bring Korban Todah or a Korban Shlamim. Yavi Keves, he has to bring a lamb, which is the smallest animal to be used for a Todah or Shlamim. Perashi Mina Bakar Ve'en Yadim HaPerashi. But if he says, I said I was going to bring a Todah or Shlamim from Bakar, but I don't know which type of cattle I said. Yavi Paru Para Egel Ve'egla. He has to bring a bull and a cow and a male calf and a female calf, because both of them, you could bring men and males and females for a carbon toda, for a carbon shlamim. Carbon ola can only be males, but toda and shlamim could be either one. Min a behema v'enir deyma pirashi, he said I was going to bring from a behema for a toda or shlamim, but I don't know which animal. So yavi, he has to bring animals of both genders and each of the ages that you could bring. Par v'para, egel v'egla, ayil v'rachel, gedi u'gediya, si'iru si'ira, tolev v'toliya. So that's a lot of animals. Do the math. I don't know, was it like eight? Moving on to Mishnah Ches. Hare elai shor. If a person says, I'm going to bring a shor as a karban, yavihu u'nesachav b'mana. He has to bring a shor and the nesachim that are worth 100 dinar. Egel, if he says, I'm bringing egel, yavi. It has to be worth 5 slalim, which is 20 dinar. Ayil, if he says he's bringing ayil, it has to be worth 2 slalim, which is 8 dinar. Keves, if he says he's going to bring keves, yavihu nesachav besela, which is 4 dinar. Shar b'mana, if he says that I'm going to bring an ox that's worth a mana, so yavi b'mana chutz mi nesachav. He brings an ox that's worth a mana, not including the nesachim. The nesachim are paid for separately. The ox itself has to be worth a mana. Egel b'chamesh, yavi b'chamesh chutz mi nesachav. If he said he's going to bring a 5 seller worth egel, the egel itself has to be worth 5 slaim. Ayil b'shtayim, yavi b'shtayim chutz min nesachav. Keves b'sela, yavi b'sela chutz min nesachav. Same with all the animals. If he says that the animal is going to cost this amount, then the nesachim do not get included into the cheshbon. Shor b'mana ve'hevi shnayim b'mana. If he said I'm going to bring an ox that's worth a mana, and he brought 2 oxen that all together are worth a mana, lo yatsa. Afil zeb b'mana chasadina v'zeb b'mana chasadina. Even though he brought 2, and each one may be worth 99% of a mana, still not good enough. Shachar vehevi lavan, if he said, I'm going to bring a black ox, and he brings a white ox, lavan vehevi shachar, or vice versa. Gadol vehevi katan, he said he was going to bring a large one, he brought a small one. Lo yatsa, katan vehevi gadol, he said he was going to bring a small one, and he brought a larger one. So then, yatsa, that's good, because he did better. Rebbe Yomer lo yatsa. Rebbe says, no, he's not yotze, because he didn't do what he said he was going to do. To review what we learned today, Mishnah Zayin, we said, so, person commits to a Todah Shlamim, he has to bring the smallest animal that you can bring for a Todah Shlamim, which is a keves. If he says that I said a specific type of animal for a Todah Shlamim, I just don't remember which one I said, so he has to bring a par para egel negla, which is every type of animal that could be for a Todah Shlamim. If he said I committed to bring a behema, from a behema I just don't know what I said, which animal I said, so then he has to bring every animal of every age and gender that it could be, which is par para egel negla ayil v'rach, which is, I think, 12 animals. I don't know what number I said before, but it's 12. If he said that he's going to bring a shor as a karban, so the shor and its nesachim have to equal 100 dinar. If he said an egel, the egel and the nesachim have to equal 20 dinar. If he said an ayil, the ayil and the nesachim have to equal 8 dinar of value. And a keves, together with its nesachim, has to be worth 4 dinar of value. But if he said he's going to bring any of these animals in that amount, then the animal itself has to be that amount. If he said he was going to bring $100 shor and he brought $299 shvarim, then it is not yot. Then he's not yotze. If he said he was going to bring a white one, he brought a black one, or vice versa, he's not yotze. If he said he was going to bring a large one, he brought a small one, he's not yotze. But there's a machlokas. If he said he was going to bring a small shor and he brought a large shor, whether he is yotze or not. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Tes.